And now the story of a football game that might provide Mike Tolan with the subject of his next documentary. It's not every day that a listener calls to tell me about his parents' honeymoon, but that's what happened last week.
Hello, Bill Littlefield and Omega Game staff.
That's from a voice message left by John Mahoney from Burlington, Vermont.
75 years ago, my parents, on their wedding honeymoon, attended a college football game at Dartmouth, and it was a game that I believe may be the only game in college sports history whose final outcome was decided after the game.
Decided after the game. That piqued my interest. It turns out that it was a contest that's long been known as the fifth down game, and the 75th anniversary of that game is this Monday. According to the informal historian of Dartmouth sports, Jack DeGange, Dartmouth's opponent on November 16th, 1940, had a lot to lose.
Cornell was on a 18-game unbeaten streak. They were nationally ranked. They were clearly the dominant team in the Ivy League. And at that point, Dartmouth, by contrast, was 3-4 coming into the game. But there was a lot on the line, especially for Cornell.
It was a low-scoring affair, and Dartmouth took a 3-0 lead into the closing seconds of the game. The tension must have been terrific, and maybe it was that tension that affected one of the officials, Red Frizzell. Anyway, Cornell had the ball deep in Dartmouth's territory. After a couple of unsuccessful running plays inside the Dartmouth 10-yard line, it looked as if Cornell might need all four tries to score. And then they did score a touchdown on a pass play, but it was only after Red Frizzell had inadvertently given them a fifth down.
And he says, "I think I may have made a terrible mistake."
This is the official who admits this in the car on the way to the train.
Well, yeah, but, you know, they hadn't looked at the film on both teams, which over the next 24 hours is what happened. They looked at the film and concluded that, in fact, Cornell got the fifth down.
Okay, so now what does Cornell do? The right thing, as the administration saw it, but before they could do anything, the president of Dartmouth received a telegram from red-faced Red Frizzell. "I want to be the first to admit my very grave error on the extra down, as proven by the motion pictures of both colleges," he wrote. Not exactly instant replay, but replay of a sort, nonetheless. Cornell offered to concede that Dartmouth had won the game 3-0, which did not sit well with the Cornell players.
But then also the Cornell administration maybe didn't expect that Dartmouth would actually accept.
Ah, so they thought maybe we can make this gesture, but then Dartmouth will say, "Nah, that's okay. We were having a lousy season anyway."
Exactly.
But Dartmouth did accept the offer and the win. For the record, last weekend, Dartmouth beat Cornell 21-3, a result which may be memorable only to those who were involved, as opposed to the result of that game 75 years ago. Well, having heard the details of this fifth down game, I guess it's no wonder that our listener John Mahoney is still thinking about that game on its anniversary and called us up to tell us about it.
Good for him. It's interesting. His parents, clearly... You know, it became a moment in time for them, obviously not just because it was their honeymoon, but it was probably, it ends up being one of the most memorable games in college football history.
You can view the film of the end of that game, fifth down and all, at onlyagame.org.